Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Ahora la flauta va a sonar. mouth, I won't be quiet, 'cause everything is nothing till you realize it's something you want.
we need.
My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Turn the parks to office blocks, turn yourselves a profit, learn the way to make it pay, burn the guy who'd stop it. Little Bill Cotton sat on his bottom, totaling his assets. Heard that arms were in demand, sold both his for hatchets. Sold his blood for blots of ink, sold his lungs for coal dust. Sold his legs for wooden pegs, and what was left for compost. Puffing Billy's run out of steam, his iron lungs are rusting. Puffing Bill can't pay the bill, so drop him in the dustbin. Dill Maloney cut off her breasts, put them up for auction. Sold to the man in the bowler hat to pay for her abortion. The trees are blind in Lover's Lane, the paper weeds are blooming. So don't go giving your heart away when the heart market's booming. Holy founder found a word, hit it with a hammer. Crucified the hole inside, sold it for a tanner. The word was worshipped from afar on coloured packs of cornflakes. The word was used to cure the blues, bad breath and toothaches. The Liberty Bell is sinking fast, the bars are made of cardboard. Never climb aboard in time if you don't know the password. Lord Landandy. Lord Landandy planted a stone, watered it with interest, watched it rise to granite size, went to reap the harvest. The wily wizard wove a spell to make the wheat grow whiter. The writhing earth gave instant birth to giant nests of vipers. The rain is raining DDT, the hay is ripe for burning. The wind swings like a pendulum, the streams swarm with vermin.
Turn
the grass to jags of glass, turn the rose to plastic, turn the birds to lumps of turds, turn the trees to matchsticks, turn the stars to neon lights, turn the moon to paper, turn the clouds to chiffon shrouds, turn the seas to vapor, turn the screw and turn the wheel, keep the death bells chiming. Aren't you proud that every shroud has got a silver lining?
You don't know what you are. Life will find you, and the actions that you take keep coming back to remind you. that the anger that you feel is a signpost in your karma, coming back to melt the walls of your emotional armor. Steady, I'm not feeling right. We're just players in this game of life. It's hard to rise. No good goodbye. You don't know what stains. You're such an early leaver. You charge your strength with many men, but your sleep reflects your demons. When we feel steady on our feet, the path becomes redeeming. We're just passengers right here. This is to vote, promote healing. Oversight. I feel unsteady. I'm not feeling right. We're just players in this game of life. It's hard to rise. No good. Two times we missed the boat. It left us drifting in the ether. And spinning souls can't touch the ground to find an anchor in a teacher. In the slipstream in the night, we clasp a note 5D connection. Return as physical and day. You know we can't avoid detection. Oversight. I feel unsteady. I'm not feeling right. We're just players in this game of life. It's hard to rise. No good. Steady, I'm not feeling right. No longer tempted by your ghosting light. It's hard to rise. You haunt my life.
Dunia ya ko dunia. Maisha yako dunia, maisha yako dunia. Dunia yako dunia, dunia yako dunia.
Badunia jo nyinye den, nyinye saramu nyinye ledi. Nado ekano sinye leduna.
Thank you. Balawo,
and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Okay. Kuwedi wo kubamba rere ngambi,
rere ngambi.
Kuwedi wo kubamba de moge, kuweki wo kubamba de moge,
de moge.
Jega yoro,
jebolona,
ngamba yoro,
jebolona.
Jega yoro,
jebolona,
ngamba yoro,
jebolona.
Kuwedi wo khadim de moge, kuwedi wo khadim de moge,
de moge.
Kuwedi wo khubamba de moge, de moge,
de moge.
Je gayoro,
je bolona,
ngamba yoro,
je bolona.
Je gayoro,
je bolona,
askatinu,
je bolona.
Tamsir
jebolo na 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 na.
Je gayoro
jebolo na
ngamba yoro
jebolo na
askatinu
jebolo na
nuru tamsir
jebolo na.
Bamba ani bamba ni bamba de mon
we yo bamba bamba ani bamba ni bamba de mon
we yo bamba bamba ani bamba ni bamba de mon
we yo bamba bamba ani bamba ni bamba de mon
we yo bamba de mon
we yo bamba de mon
ye bamba de mon
we yo bamba de mon
we yo bamba de mon we yo ni mamba mamba ani mani bamba de mon
we yo bamba bamba ani bamba ni bamba de mon
yalla
mais c'est bigu bamba ya diba diba ya diba diba agaza mori wa wa yangul 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 mais c'est bigu bamba yaram ga dula ko la ga bamba mais c'est bigu bamba yaram ga bamba
Thank you. mama mama khadi mane munge mama mama mani ne munge mam khadi mani ne munge mam bamba bambala
mane kuku de munge
bambala
adim rasulul
bambala
mane indu fi dial
bambala
yala
Obstinate uncle. My obstinate uncle once went to the sea with my mum and my dad and my cousins and me. We went in a yellow and green coloured bus, and the crowd of us made a magnificent fuss. My uncle, he's mum's younger brother called Ernie, was in a great mood for most of the journey, till he and my mum had a slight disagreement about what a sign pointing down to the sea meant. Still, that was soon over and nobody grumbled, as down through the sandhills we rumbled and tumbled, and into the sea with an almighty splash, then off up the sand in a hurricane dash. We had a fine picnic, the food it was grand, though everything was slightly covered in sand, then went for a walk through the edge of the waves and found some alarming piratical caves. We plucked up our courage, went in and explored for ages and ages until we got bored. Dad had been watching, and on our return he asked us quite anxiously, "Where's Uncle Ernie?" It seemed he'd gone off after lunch, rather grumpy, complaining the sand was too lumpy and bumpy, and said, "If I look, I'm quite certain to hit on something or other more solid to sit on." My father had gone for a stroll later on, and kept an eye out for where Ernie had gone, but got a bit worried when nowhere around, though he looked high and low, could my uncle be found. Myself and my cousins joined in on the search, through the tea house, the pub, and the old ruined church, then went back to Mum in a state of despair, till little Teresa cried, "What's that out there?" We looked where she pointed, right over the strand, and saw a small shape, just the size of your hand. And so we ran and we ran, but as we drew nearer, the shape it grew larger and queerer, for there on the edge of the water he sat, in his trousers and blazer and Panama hat. A long time ago there had once been a pier that had fallen to ruins for many a year, but down in the rubble, one of the beams, old Ernie discovered the chair of his dreams, and sat there as happy could be, with his shoes and socks off and his toes in the sea. He sat while we went for a swim and a run, built sandcastles, sunbathed, and had lots of fun. And when we came back after taking a walk, he and my mother were having a talk. And as we drew nearer, being children and curious, we heard her say, "Ernie, please don't make me furious. You know how you suffer when you've had a soaking. When you're laid up in bed, you'll know I'm not joking." He said, "There's no need to make all this alarm. A drop of seawater will do me no harm." Said Mother, while throwing her eyes up to heaven, "You're worse than young Peter, and he's only 7. Come on now, please, Ernie, just don't be absurd." But he sat there, refusing to utter a word. Quite soon we discovered our little commotion had drawn a good crowd to the edge of the ocean, and watching the tide, it was rising quite fast, some people laid bets on how long he might last. By now there was water right over his knees, and people were saying he'd certainly freeze. And Peter said, "He'll get a cold in his bum, and got an 'I'll deal with you later' look from our mum." The sun was beginning to sink to the west as the water was rising around Ernie's chest. And then, as we noticed the first shining star, my mother said, "Ernie, this joke's gone too far." They all tried to move him, but so tight he gripped, they only got soaked as they slithered and slipped. When the water was lapping right under his chin, my dad came along and said, "Ernie, you win. Please do believe me. You've nothing to prove. We won't think less of you now if you move." But he sat like a statue in stone, though I think, when the grown-ups weren't watching, he gave us a wink. Dad said he was born for a watery grave, as the Panama hat floated off on a wave, and all we could see was his pipe and some bubbles. And sad Mother sighed, "There's an end to his troubles." Then, as we stood watching, our eyes growing dim, he stood up on the chair and dived in for a swim.
Yeah. you tell me of a breakfast? Cause I don't wanna know now. Why don't you save it for your next breath? Cause I don't need to know now. Cause all we should be isn't all that we need. Why don't you tell me of a breakfast? Cause I don't wanna know now. Why don't you save it for your next breath?
This is Jeff Wayne, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Your little rocking chair, Mama's gonna sing you to sleep, and I will kiss your ruby red lips. And I will kiss your ruby red lips.
But now you're face to face, face to face.